Well, if you have any awareness of the arts scene in Cincinnati, you know that we are in the Arts Wave campaign time of year. And a brand new event has been added to the roster, and that is Cincy Sings, a choral competition. And joining me for an interview today is Drew Lachey, who will be the MC of the contest. Welcome, Drew.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Tell us a little bit about Cincy Sings.
Well, Cincy Sings is a way to get the community involved in the Arts Way campaign, like you were saying. And what we've done is we've taken 9 of the largest corporations around the city, everything from Procter & Gamble to GE, Duke, Fifth Third, the list goes on. And they've done their own in-house choral competitions. And when I say choral, I don't mean necessarily like they're not doing Handel's Messiah. They're doing their own fun, exciting versions of songs, some a cappella, some they make their own instrumentation to. So it's just been a lot of fun to see that happen. And they've each crowned their own winner. So there's a Procter & Gamble winner, a Cincinnati Children's winner, and all the winners are coming to the Cincy Sings competition on April 9th, where they will all perform, and we'll have our panel of judges. We have Casey Hayes, Kathy Wade, Pam Myers, and Bob Herzog as our judges. So it's going to be a lot of fun just getting their commentary and interacting with them. And then we will crown a winner from those 10 groups, and that winner will get to perform the national anthem at a Reds game, as well as have bragging rights for the entire city.
Now, for all the math teachers who are sitting out there and heard you mention 9 companies but 10 choruses, what about this 10th chorus?
Yes, we have a wild card team who just so happens to be from Cincinnati Children's as well. We have 10 teams coming from 9 different companies, so we're going to have a lot of fun. The families and friends are going to be in the crowd hooting and hollering, signs. So it's a lot of fun. My family's going to be there. We're all excited about it. It's going to be great to get the community involved in this Arts Wave campaign.
Your family is well known in Cincinnati for having been involved in vocal music. You've been in 1 or 2 groups in yourself in the past.
We like to sing, yeah.
What is it about choral music do you think is so attractive to people to participate?
I think the fact that it's obtainable to anybody. It doesn't matter if you're in your car, in your shower. People just like to sing. You can be on the stage of music hall or you can be literally walking down the street and music can just flow through you. And it doesn't necessarily take years and years of training. It can. For the trained professional, but anybody can sing. Not everybody can sing well, but anybody can sing. We like to enjoy it, and music really is the soundtrack of our lives. So I think music does a great job of unifying people, especially in these situations. It brought whole departments together. Like you bring your accounting department together and they put a group together, or your legal team together. So it's unified these teams and these different companies. And I think just as society in general, music does a great job of uniting us.
And it's also a very important mission for you with regards to youth.
Yes. My wife and I teach at Performing Arts 3 days a week. We have an arts camp that we run during the summer. So arts education is a big part of our life in trying to nurture the next generation of young performers. So to have Archway being alive and thriving and setting this goal of trying to raise $12 million this year and have over 40,000 donors, that's a lofty goal, but I'm confident that we can achieve that. Cincinnati has always done a fantastic job of supporting our arts and coming out in droves to just kind of keep our arts and community alive. And Arts Wave has been spearheading that for a long time. And my wife and I are very happy to be a part of that.
When Arts Wave first approached you about working with this project, was it something that you knew was going to really take off? Or was it something that you were like, well, let's see how it goes?
Arts Wave is one of those corporations, I call it a corporation, nonprofit, that when they come to you and they speak, you want to support, you want to help out. So you're basically saying, all right, what can I do to help? Did I think it was going to take off like this? Not necessarily. I mean, I know different corporations have done these sing-off competitions internally, but when they had the idea of doing this kind of the best version of it, I thought, all right, this is definitely a great next step. Everybody's doing it on their own, but let's really see who is the best. Is it P&G? Is it Cincinnati Children's? Is it Duke? Who is it? TriHealth? Who's going to come out and really blow people away? And I think it's just a fun way to, again, build the arts community. We can't just operate as individuals. The arts community really has to come together and thrive together. That's the way we survive. I think this is a great example of how to do that.
Now, have you had an opportunity to hear any of the choruses?
I was actually the MC of the P&G sing-off. So I saw what P&G was able to do, and I know the talent level that came out of there. So I have very, very high expectations for what's going to come out on the stage at the sing-off on the 9th. I just think it's going to be a lot of fun. I think people are excited about it. They're taking it seriously. It's going to be a lot of great energy in the theater, and it's a beautiful place to play. The Aronoff is a fantastic house to play in, and you know, to have that many seats, it's going to be the biggest house a lot of these people have played in. So it's going to be fun and entertaining for everybody.
And it is on April 9th at 7 o'clock. So hopefully by then we'll be in springtime.
Hopefully. the warm weather will stick around and we won't be having any more polar vortex.
Has there been any indication as to what all pieces will be performed? Do we know sort of the scope of, was it classical and pop or what?
There's a wide variety. My experience with these sing-off competitions is that there really is no formula. Sometimes there might be a piece that's more pop, might be a more international piece. I know we had a couple Latin pieces. We had one lady sing a country song. Somebody sang an aria. So there really is a broad spectrum of musical choices that people are making. To me, that just makes the performance that much more entertaining because you're not just going to hear the same songs, the same style over and over again. You're going to get variety. And to me, that's what makes a good show. The peaks and valleys. I'm excited about it. I think they're going to come out and do a great job. I think the prize of singing the national anthem at a Reds game is really going to make people want to do this. I mean, that's a big, prestigious moment to be able to do that. So I think we're going to get some of Cincinnati's best.
Now, you mentioned the panel of judges, and they also represent a wide variety of musical backgrounds.
Mm-hmm. You have Kathy Wade, obviously, who is a recording artist and a phenomenal singer in her own right. You have Casey Hayes, who is the conductor and artistic director of the men's chorus. You have Pam Meyer, who is obviously a tremendous performer. And then we have Bob Herzog, who has made a name for himself doing these parody videos and is just a ball of entertainment and energy. Yeah, the judges for this competition are legitimate judges. We didn't just go out and get the grocery bagger from down the street to come in and judge. We found some of Cincinnati's best in the arts community to come out and do this.
And these companies, they're really putting an effort into it. I mean, they've had multiple choruses competing against each other within their own companies, lots of practice, and each one has selected their best winner.
Yeah, they're definitely investing a lot of time and energy to make sure that their best foot is being put forward. I don't think any of these companies necessarily want to go out there and get their butts kicked. So they're all taking it very seriously, going to come out and put on a fantastic show. Like I said, I have high hopes for what they're going to do, but it's going to be tough. They got to bring their A game.
Now, you've been very busy here in Cincinnati doing all sorts of different things, and most recently with the Lachey Foundation doing education with young people. What is next for you?
That's a very good question. Right now, my wife and I are finishing out the school year at SCPA, teaching our music theater class there, and then this summer we'll go into our camp again. So that's kind of our focus for right now. For me, I've had a very blessed career. I've been able to do a lot of things, and whether it's Broadway or film or television or recording, I almost feel like now it's my time to make sure that the next generation of kids have the same opportunities and the same training that I had to where I could go out and be successful. So if opportunities present themselves to me, I would love to get back on Broadway again. Obviously, I love singing and performing, but I'm very, very content and happy with what we're doing here in Cincinnati right now. My wife and I are very thrilled to be raising our family here now and helping to, like I said, shape the next generation of performers.
Well, that is Cincy Sings at the Aronoff Center for the Arts on April 9th at 7 p.m. I'd like to thank this evening's guest, celebrity MC Drew Lachey. Thank you so much, Drew, for joining us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
For more information on Cincy Sings and the Arts Wave annual campaign, please be sure to visit our website at wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, this is Jim Stump.